Please be seated for the homily.
May nagtanong sa akin, bakit ang haba na ng misa natin? Because with the commissioning of the altar ministers. So sabi niya, humahaba ang misa natin. Every Sunday may commissioning po tayong ginagawa, no? And why is that? It's because I would like our ministers, especially those who minister in the altar, to really grow in their spiritual life. You cannot grow in your spiritual life if you are not committed to God. Without commitment, there is no growth in the spiritual life. You may read your Bible, you may pray, you may do good works, but if there is no commitment in your heart, a true commitment, then you will never grow in your spiritual life. Okay? Nagiging mayabang ka lang. And that is something I don't want our ministers to develop in their heart. I want you to grow in your commitment, that you will grow in your spiritual life and be able to please God by the service that you give to the church. Amen? Kaya importanteng ginagawa natin. Hindi to gawain ng bishop lang. It is not even the work of the clergy. It is our work as a church. Like I've said, every Sunday when I commission our workers, our altar ministers, it is the priest, the clergy who present them to God. Kaya nandyan, may presenter tayo. We present this Sunday yung mga lectors natin. We are going to commission them. The work of the priest is to present them to God. The work of the bishop is to pray for them and pass on the anointing of God to them and to present them to the people. Kayo. Your work as part of this community is to receive them. Tatanggapin nyo sila. To acknowledge their commitment. Okay? To acknowledge that these men and women have chosen to give their life in the service of God. Kaya tinatanggap natin yan. Amen? So it's my work, it's the work of the priest, it's our work together. Kaya hahaba ang misa natin and we will all sacrifice because this is our responsibility, not just the bishop, but all of us, it's our responsibility. This morning, our gospel speaks of faith and of something that is very important, that is linked with faith. Nakikita ko, itong gospel na to palagi akong nalilito dito, no? Hindi ko maintindihan to. Because God speaks about faith. Then, second thing, He talks about service. A service that does not expect anything. So, what is that, no? Para ang layo ng dalawang subject na yan, no? But just bear with me. Many years ago, Bishop Ricardo told me a story. May kwento siya. I was just starting. Nag-uumpisa pa lang ako sa simbahan. And alam naman natin na si Bishop Ricardo, when it comes to faith, talaga yung ilang forte niya. He is a teacher of faith. Okay? And I'm glad that God brought me to this church because that became the foundation of my spiritual life. Yung umpisa ng spiritual life ko, nag-umpisa ako with that foundation of faith. I was praying to God after I resigned from my work. I wanted to serve God. I wanted to go to a Bible school and learn some more of God. So sabi ko, Lord, I want to go to this school in Australia. So kaka-resign ko pa lang sa trabaho, ang dami kong pera. Sabi ko, I can go to Australia and study in a Bible school. You know, if I'm going to serve God, if I'm going to minister to God, might as well, yung talagang may laman ng utak at puso ko to serve God. So I wanted to go to Australia, sumulat ako doon. Yung school na yon was also inviting me. Sabi, you can come. Tingnan mo muna and you know you can come here. At that time, nag-uusap kami ni Bishop Ricardo after my resignation from my work. Sabi niya, anong plano mo? Sabi ko, I might go to Bible school. So sabi niya, you pray about it. So I prayed, and this is what the Lord told me. Walk with your pastor. Yun lang yung sabi ni Lord, walk with your pastor. And I forsook the plan to go to school, and I stayed behind in Calibo. And I work in the army of the Lord. I work under Bishop Ricardo. At that time, si Pastor Dick pa lang. And I just walked with him. And I walked with him and walked with him, followed him, kasi hindi talaga nag-ibang instruction ni Lord until the day he died. So hindi ako nalipat sa ibang simbahan. I really just followed what the Lord told me to do. Kaya nung namatay na siya, iniisip ko, maybe it's time for me to move on. Kasi ang sabi sa akin ng Diyos, follow the man, walk with the man. But the man is already gone. So I said, I might go somewhere else. But the Lord said, you know, you stay and continue on with the journey. Well, anyway, I share this with you because Bishop Ricardo has been teaching me about faith, not only from the scriptures, not only teaching me principles in the Bible about faith, but even in his own life. He was a man of faith, not because he read so many books on faith, not because he knows so many things about faith. He was a man of faith because he actually lived by faith. Amen? And I was a witness to that. I lived with him for 3 years. Tatlong taon doon ako nakatira sa kanya. Stayed in his house, under his covering, with his family, and I get to see his life, how he lived his life. So after 3 years, when he let go of me, sabi niya, okay, tapos na yung 3 years ko. That's the years for discipleship, tatlong taon lang. Then he let me go, he released me, I went to Antique. And the same principles of faith, I have lived that out also where I was assigned. Amen? And it's important to have faith. It's a very good foundation that we have. Okay? He told me a story one time. Sabi niya, there was a man who had nothing. And he started to take care of children. It was a time of difficulty. Katatapos pa lang ng World War II. Okay? Not World War II, World War I. So this is in Europe. I forgot the city where it is. So just after the war, ang daming bata na wala ng mga magulang. Nawala ng magulang, namatay yung mga tatay, namatay yung nanay. And the children are on the streets. You see, when there is a war, it's always the children who suffers. Hindi naman yung nag-aaway. Ang nagsasuffer, yung mga walang pakialam sa laaway, yung walang patyabot baga sa away nga ron, sandat araw gaantos ka ron. And so the children, they were suffering, they were hungry, no one was providing for the children. This man, this godly man, he saw the children, and he started to take them in, kinuha niya yung mga bata from the streets, and he decided to take care of them. Ang problema lang, hindi siya mayaman. And sa sobrang dami ng mga bata, he started to feed them, pinapakain niya, you know. He would go out and look for money, look for food for the children. One day, naubos na talaga yung resources niya. Wala na siyang pera, wala na talagang pagkain. And so his wife told him, paano yung mga bata bukas? Ang daming bata. These are children with no parents anymore. So paano mga bata bukas? When they wake up, they're gonna be hungry and they have nothing to eat. So this man decided to pray. He knelt down before God. And he said to God, Lord, these children are your children. You are a good father, so I know you will provide for them. Pagkatapos niya mag-pray niyan, natulog na siya. Okay? He was a man of faith. Sabi niya, Lord, mga bata, anak mo yan, huwag mong kalimutan. Ganun lang ka-exe yung prayer niya. But he was exercising great faith. Short prayer, but great faith. Minsan kasi, ang prayer natin ang haba. Pero yung pananampalataya, wala. Amen? Amen? It's better to pray short prayers with such big faith. Take care of the children. You are a good father and I know you will take care of them. Amen. Then he slept. The following day, maaga pa, there was a baker across the town, malayo yung baker. The Lord woke up, ginising ng Diyos yung baker na to. And the Lord said to him, mag-bake ka ng maraming bread. So sabi ng baker, wala namang bibili. Konti lang yung bumibili, konti lang yung may pera. But the Lord said to him, bake as much as you can. So nag-bake siya, inubos niya yung mga gamit niya, yung flour niya and everything. Pagkatapos niya mag-bake, very early in the morning, sabi ng baker, o anong gagawin ko dito sa dami-daming tinapay, walang bibili? Sabi ng Diyos sa kanya, mag-antay ka lang. May mag-antay ka lang. And true enough, after a few minutes, this man who was taking care of the children went to the bakery, pasok siya. Sabi niya sa baker, may tinapay ka ba? Sabi ng baker, meron po. Sabi niya, bigyan mo ako ng madami para sa mga bata. By faith, he went there. Wala siyang pera. At sabi niya, importante may tinapay lang doon. He went there, sabi niya, kailangan ko yung tinapay, and you know, everything. And iniisip ng baker, paano niya bayaran to? Okay? Wala naman yatang pera tong taong to. So tinitingnan niya siya ng baker. Then right there and there, the Lord spoke to the baker, sabi niya, that's the man I want you to give the bread to. Ibigay mo lahat, huwag mong singilin, ibigay mo lahat ng tinapay. So ginawa ng baker, kinuha niya lahat ng tinapay at binigay sa tao. Sabi ng tao, I'll come back tomorrow to pay you. Sabi ng baker, no, the Lord wants me to give that to you. So he went home. That was faith. When Bishop Ricardo told me that story, it really energized me. Na-excite talaga. Remember, bago pala ako sa church, and I said, I'm going to use my faith. Hindi ako magugutom. The Lord will provide for me in everything I need. I will use my faith. And I did. I started using my faith. And the provisions came. Blessings came. No? Na-bless ang buhay ko. And I'm so glad that I have a teacher who taught me how to believe God. Faith. But ito lately, going back to that story, I reviewed the story na kinento ni Bishop. I'm trying to find out kung saan niya nakuha yung story na yan. And I did, nakita ko kung saan niya nakuha yung story na yan. It was a story of a minister. So nung naalala ko yung kwento na yan, ang pumasok sa puso ko, iba na ngayon. Dati, sabi ko, gagamitin ko yung faith ko, magkaroon ng tinapay, magkaroon ng blessing, magkaroon ng maraming blessing sa buhay ko. When I read the story again, this is what came into my heart. I'm going to have an orphanage later on. I'll take care of children that no one will take care of them. Sana kukuha ng pera. You know, I have 4 that I send to college now. 4 sila nagka-college. And you know, alam nyo naman kung gaano kagastos yung isang bata ilagay mo sa college. I have 4. And sabi ko, it's so difficult to have 4. Imagine if you will have many. Hindi lang kasi yan papakainin mo if you have orphans and you take care of children. Hindi lang pagkain ang kailangan yan. Kailangan din ng damit yan. Amen? Amen? Pangit naman yung mga bata, pakainin nyo, walang saplot. Diba? Dadamitan nyo sila. You will provide a shelter, a home for them. You will provide education for them. Now, Bishop, saan ka kukuha ng finances mo? Saan ka kukuha ng pera mo para gawin yan? I don't know. I have used my faith before for myself. Blessings came into my life. Tested and proven yung tinuro ng Bishop sa atin about faith. But now, at this point in my life, it's not me that I think more of, I think of others as well. Can I use my faith for others? This is where the second part of the gospel comes in. Service. Faith is good. Faith is wonderful to be able to receive the grace and blessing of God. But Jesus talks about service. Because why? Ano ba ang reason yan? Because your faith, if it grows, your faith should overflow to humble service. Ang problema kasi, if you have faith that will move mountains, if you have faith that will allow you to get everything you want, but if you do not love, sabi ni St. Paul, it's useless, it's nothing, it has no value. Your faith has no value to God. Our faith in God should move us to serve others. And not just serve them, but to humbly serve them. Ano ibig sabihin ng humbly serve them? To serve them not because I can get something in return for helping them. Minsan ganyan ang problema ng mga tao ngayon. Tutulong sila. They will offer help, pero nag-expect sila ng bayad. Amen? Kaya tingnan mo nangyari sa atin, di ba? Nasira yung flood control. Bakit? Eh lahat na nagsiserve na yan eh. Servant of the people ang mga yan eh. They serve the people, but then they get more for themselves. Nakikinig ako doon sa isang district engineer when he was interviewed. Sabi niya, maliit kasing sahod namin. Maliit na yung sahod nila. Sabi niya, obligasyon niyo, trabaho niya yan to make these things para sa mga tao. Sabi niya, pero maliit ang sahod namin. Hindi naman siguro mali kung kukuha rin kami ng 1 billion dyan. O, kita mo, ganyan yan eh. Tutulong ka, magsiserve ka, pero naniningil ka. Okay? My mother taught me that to be kind is very good. I would like you also to remember this. To be kind is good. But to be kind and not expect anything in return is better. Amen? Sometimes we become kind to people because we can get something back in return. May makukuha tayo konti. We serve people, we help people because we can get something in return. You know? Sometimes there's nothing wrong with that. But the kind of service that Jesus talks about today in this gospel is a different kind of service. It's a service that does not expect anything in return. That is, sinabi ni Jesus, have faith. Diba? Yes. If you have faith as big as a mustard seed, you can tell this mulberry tree to be lifted up and be planted in the sea, it will obey you. Wow, di ba? Galing ng faith na yan. Bakit nasabi ni Jesus yan tungkol sa faith? Because the disciples have asked for an increase of faith. Lord, increase our faith. Why? Kasi sabi ni Jesus, if you look at before the gospel, ang sabi ni Jesus, kasi pag nagpatawad kayo ilang beses, ang una kasing tanong nila, Lord, ilang beses ba kami magpapatawad? Okay? According to Jewish law, you have to forgive someone for the same mistake 6 times. So, etong ginawa sa'yo, sige, tawarin ko. Pero hanggang 6 lang. After 6 times, don't forgive anymore. Okay? So, tinanong ng mga disciples si Jesus, ikaw Jesus, ikaw Lord, how many times will you allow us to forgive? Sabi ni Peter, 7 times? O, dinagdagan niya ng isa. Para magaling, di ba? 6 times lang yung sa law. Sabi ni Peter, kami 7. And what did the Lord say? Ha? Huh? Tama yan, you forgive the person 7 times? Did He say that? No. The Lord said, if you're going to forgive someone who offends you, not 7 times. 70 times 7 times. Subukan nyo sa calculator yung 70 times 7 times. Infinite number yan sa kalkyo. 70 times 7 times equals infinite number. What Jesus is trying to say, you forgive all the time. Don't count how many times. Patawarin mo palagi. Okay? So, diyan ang umpisa yung gospel. So, ganyan pala pag sumunod kay Lord. If you're going to follow the Lord, you have to forgive 70 times 7 times. Madali ba yan o mahirap? Ha? Eh, yung tao na nagkamali sa'yo, gawin niyang 3 beses, parang ayaw mo na eh. Iniisip mo na, niloloko na ako nito ah. Diba? But the Lord is teaching us, sabi niya, if you're going to forgive, forgive Him 70 times 7 times. In other words, infinite. All the time you have to forgive. Why? Because forgiveness is not about the person who has wronged you. Forgiveness is about you. If you forgive someone, you release yourself from danger. Pag hindi ka nagpatawad, ikaw ang kawawa. Hindi yung taong nagkamali sa'yo. Ikaw na nagagalit, naiinis, at hindi magpatawad. It's you who suffer. That's why the Lord said, forgive, forgive. So you will not suffer. Amen? Forgiveness is not for the offender only. Forgiveness is also for the offended. That you may move on, you may heal from the wound. Magpatawad ka para gumaling ang sugat na dinulot ng tao na yan sa'yo. Pag hindi ka nagpatawad, hindi gagaling ang sugat mo na ginawa ng tao na yan. That's why you have to forgive. 70 times, 7 times. Lord, this is impossible. Yes, it's almost impossible. It's difficult to follow the Lord. It's difficult to walk with Jesus. Pero bakit sumusunod tayo? Kasi siya lang yung daan papuntang langit. Wala nang iba. Kung meron pa sana, di ba? Doon tayo. Maghanap tayo ng mas madali. Basta langit ang punta. Ang problema lang, there is no other way to heaven but Jesus. Then we have no choice. The choice is heaven and hell. Mamimili ka ngayon sa buhay mo, anong gusto mo? Langit, impyerno. Smoking or non-smoking? Okay? If you are going to decide to go to heaven, there is no other way because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. So if you want to go to heaven, you decide to be in heaven, you follow Jesus. And to follow Jesus, you have no more choice but to obey. And what did He teach us? What did He teach us? If you're going to obey and follow me, you have to forgive 70 times 7. Ito kaagad ang sagot ng mga apostles. Etong sagot nila, ito na yung gospel natin. Lord, increase our faith. Okay? They realize that it is difficult, it is almost impossible. It can only be done if you have faith. So sabi nila kay Jesus, increase our faith. Dagdagan mo ang pananampalataya namin. And you know what Jesus said to them? Kailangan ba dagdagan? Kailangan ba dagdagan ang pananampalataya natin? Sabi ni Jesus, if you have a faith that is just as big as a mustard seed, na nakakita na kayo ng seed ng mustasa? Okay? Napakaliit ng seed na yan. Sabi ni Jesus, eto lang kailangan mo. If you have a faith as small as a mustard seed, you don't have to have an increase of faith. You don't have to have big faith. All you need to do is use the faith, no matter how small it is. Use it. Because that small faith opens up a great door, a big door where God's grace can come into your life. Maliit na butas lang ang buksan mo sa Diyos, papasukin ka ng buong biyaya niya. Ang hinihingi ng Diyos, maliit na butas, buksan mo. That's why sabi ni Jesus, all you need to do is to have that faith as small as a mustard seed. Yes, it may be small, but it will open up God's grace into your life. Now, you can command this mulberry tree to be lifted up and be transferred to the sea. It will obey you already with a faith that is small. So what is Jesus trying to tell us? You're gonna follow me? Start using your faith. Huwag niyo sabihin, increasean mo muna, Lord, ako ng faith. Hindi, hindi. Gamitin mo na yung pananampalataya mo ngayon na binigay ng Diyos sa'yo. Okay? Why? Because everything in our life is all about the grace of God. It's all about the grace of God. There is nothing in this world and in the life to come, the world to come, na pwede mong paghirapan na makuha mo, yan ay lahat biyaya ng Diyos. And you only get to receive that by the faith that God Himself gave you also. Kahit maliit lang yung faith mo. Ang problema sa atin, maliit na nga yung pananampalataya natin, hindi pa natin ginagamit. Many of us reklamo talaga, wala kasi akong faith eh, wala akong faith eh. Maliit ang faith ko. Yet, maliit na nga yung faith mo, hindi mo pa gagamitin. It doesn't matter if you have small faith, little faith. Use it. Focus that faith. Itong sinasabi ni Habakkuk, our first reading today, sabi niya, Lord, we are oppressed. Your people is being oppressed. Ang daming mga tao dito, ang daming ninanakaw yung blessing namin. Diba? Pareho din sa panahon natin. Kung sino yung, kung sino paro malaot ay sandat ang naga prosper. Yung gumagawa ng masama, sila pa yung maraming resources. Kaya nakakalungkot nung pinapanood ko yung mga buhay ng mga kontraktor na yun, yung tinatanong dun sa ano. Hindi naman lahat ng kontraktor, ha? Si Deacon Boy Tana, kontraktor yan. Okay. Pero hindi yan corrupt. Do you understand what I'm saying? Kung sino pang gumagawa ng masama, it seems like in our country, they're the one prospering. Diba? One time na sa Antique ako, nandun ako sa gate, meron isang tao lumapit sa gate ko at dun umihi. Sabi ko sa kanya, uy, sabi ko, wag kang umihi dyan. Gate ko yan, babaho yan. Sabi, ipapabarangay pa niya ako. Grabe, sabi ko, ikaw nang gumawa ng masama, ikaw pa yung matapang. Yeah, ganyan sa Pilipinas. Diba? Bawal tumawid dito. Dyan tatawid lahat. Oh, punta kayo sa Manila. Saan yung sasakyan? Nandito sa sidewalk ang sasakyan. Saan ang mga tao? Nasa gitna ng karsada. They don't follow rules. Nung una, pag nagnakaw ka at nahuli ka, ano nangyayari? Nakakahiya talaga. Nahihiya ka. Ngayon, ay nako, binibidyo pa nilang sarili nila habang nagnanakaw sila. No? Nagbibidyo pa sila habang kumakain sila, habang gumagastos ng milyon doon sa casino. They flaunt Kaya may nagsabi na sa akin, Bishop, palitan na natin yung pangalan na representatives. Gawin na natin representatives. Sabi ko, loko-loko talaga, no? Mga representatives na, you know? Ganun din sa time ni Habakuk. There were people who were really following God. There were people who really observed what God was telling them. And yet, there are those who don't. They undermine God. Wala silang pakialam sa Diyos. Sige, nakaw lang ng nakaw. Sige, gumawa tayo ng kabalaskugan. Tayong bida. And nagreklamo si Habakuk. He went to God. Sabi niya, Lord, ano? Ganyan ka ba? Mas pinapaboran mo ba yung mga buhaya na yan? Kaysa amin? Paano naman kami? Nagreklamo yung prophet kay Lord. And God spoke to Habakuk. Sabi niya, okay, Habakuk, wag ka mag-worry. Because there is a time I'm going to judge everyone. Alam mo ha? Isulat mo yung makikita mo. Write the vision. So that those who would look at that vision through your writing will not be discouraged. They will be able to run with that vision. Because that vision of judgment and recompense will come. But not now. It will come at that time. Amen? Kaya nung sasabihin mo doon sa mga malaot na nagat-prosper, doon yun lang inyong hambalon, mamatay ka man gihapon. Okay. Huwag ka na magalit. Sabihin mo lang sa kanya, alam mo, mamamatay rin tayong lahat. Okay? So yun ang sinasabi ng Diyos kay Habakuk. Don't worry. I promise you there is hope. There will be changes that will take place. Hindi lang ngayon, pero isulat mo, mangyayari talaga. That's hope. That's faith. Amen? Even if things are not what they seem to be, you just keep on trusting God. Yan ang sinasabi ni Bishop Ricardo noon. Maring hindi mo nakikita yung blessing ni Lord. Maring hindi mo nakikita yung biyaya ng Diyos sa buhay mo. Keep on believing. Keep on praying. Keep on thanking God. It's that kind of faith. Use what little faith you have. Use it to focus on God and believe God. Maliit lang yung faith ko, but I will continue to believe in God. Our second reading speaks of St. Paul telling Timothy. Timothy was a young bishop, batang bishop, you know. And sabi ni Paul sa kanya, Timothy, don't forget the faith. I know you have the faith. Galing yan sa lola mo, pinasa sa nanay mo, ngayon nasa iyo na yung pananampalataya na. Alam mo, it's a great blessing kung may lola kang nananampalataya sa Diyos, right? Amen. Kung meron kang lolang nananampalataya sa Diyos, bakit ipapasa yan? And sometimes it's the grandchildren, pasa-pasa yan. That's why if you have faith now, remember that is what you will pass on to your children and grandchildren. It's the greatest gift you can pass on. And God was telling Timothy, okay, do not forget that. Huwag mong kalipunan. You stir up that gift that was passed on to you. Stir it up. Gamitin mo yung gift na yan. It may be small. It may be insignificant, but the more you use it, the more it will grow. Now, going back to the gospel, the faith that has been passed on as a foundation to us by Bishop Ricardo, tinuruan tayo ni Bishop Ricardo to be blessed. Amen? Amen. Now, be a blessing. Yun ang sinasabi niya. You have used your faith to receive the blessing of God. I have taken advantage of the faith God gave me. And I am blessed. I am blessed. Now, I'm going to use that faith not only for blessing, but now I will use that faith to bless others. Eh, Bishop, mahirap yan. Mahirap panahon. Kaya nga, kailangan mong faith. It requires us faith to serve others unselfishly. To serve others without expecting anything in return. Kaya sabi ni Lord, if you have that faith, now sabi niya, How many of you, if you have a servant na nagtrabaho sa field, when that servant comes home, ano yan? Does he have the right to demand, oh, nagtrabaho ko sa field mo, ha? Pakainin mo na ako, I'll sit down, the master will serve him. No, sabi ni Jesus. When a servant comes home from the field after a day's work, he goes home and he continues to serve the master. He does not expect the master to give him something in return. And what will that servant say to the master? Huh? I am an unworthy servant. I am not entitled to rewards and blessings. Kasi yan ang problema natin minsan. Pag may pananampalataya ka, minsan nagiging mayabang lang tayo. Oh, nakabili ka na ng kotse, nakabili ka ng bahay, you know. Oh, blessing ni Lord, blessing ni Lord, blessing ni Lord. But where is the good works? Where is the service? Don't just be blessed, be a blessing. Start serving people, especially those who cannot repay you. Amen? Namimili tayo ng tutulungan natin yung pwedeng singilin balang araw at pwede rin magganti sa atin at bayaran tayo. Hanapin mo yung hindi makabayad sa'yo, yun ang unahin mong tulungan. Amen? If you help the poor, the least, they cannot repay you. They have no way of repaying you. You serve them because that is what faith is about. That is the goal of your faith. The goal of your faith is not to have many blessings, but the goal of that faith is that you now become a blessing to others. Bakit ako maghahanap ng bayad sa inyo na ang buhay ko punong-puno ng biyaya galing sa Diyos? Maniningil pa ako. Hindi nga ako sinisingil ng Diyos sa sobrang daming biyaya. Nising ko walang siningil ang Diyos sa akin. And that's the service that you give to others. I really pray that in all our parishes in Visayas, pinagdadasal ko lahat ng parokya natin sa Visayas, we will have feeding centers for the poor. We will have feeding centers, especially for children and the elderly. Amen? Yung mga bata, tsaka yung mga matatanda. The most neglected people in our society, yung bata, tsaka yung mga matatanda. I really pray that as a house of prayer, every parish in Visayas, in our diocese, would be a center for feeding and helping people. Amen? Why? We have the faith to do that. Amen? Amen? Can we do it as a church? Can we do it as a community? Yes, we have the faith. Yan ang legacy na iniwan ng mga leaders natin, particularly Bishop Ricardo. But the legacy he left us, that legacy of faith, it's not meant to be kept only inside your mind and in your heart. That should be brought to the next level. What is that? Humble service. A commitment to serve others. A commitment to be kind to others without expecting anything in return. Amen? I have set my heart sa kukonting taon na naiwan sa buhay ko. I have set my heart to do that. Okay? Diba? Naalala niyo sinabi ko, pag 60 ka na, mas maikli yung future mo kaysa yung past mo. Okay? You are closer to the end than you were before when you were 20 or 30. Mas malapit ka na ngayon. Huwag na tayo maaksayan ng oras. Don't waste time anymore. Amen? Let's begin to use our faith, not only to enrich ourselves, magpayaman tayo. Gamitin natin ang pananampalataya natin to help others as well. So this is my challenge to us as a community. This is the path that I am walking on now as a bishop, and as a bishop, as your shepherd, you follow in that path. I guarantee you that path will lead you to life. Sabi ni Habakkuk, in closing, Habakkuk reminded us, the righteous, by his faith, will live. They will not die. The righteous, by faith, will live. If this is the kind of faith we have and we use it to be of service to others, especially the poor, those who cannot repay us, if we use that to help others, sabi ng Diyos, mabubuhay ka. You will live because of that faith. Amen? Shall